This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now it's going to get a little more interesting in verse 5. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. I want to talk about generational curses and generational blessings. Here's the statement. There are generational curses as well as generational blessings. You know what? If I were to ask the average person to define for me what a generational curse was, you know what some people would say? I don't know how to define it, but I know what you're talking about, because it's in our family. And you would have been surprised the first two services, the people that came out and whispered, generational curse in our family is this. The generational curse in our family has been this historically. And you know the drill. You know what they were telling me. Alcoholism, drug addiction, abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. It's generational, that goes from one generation to another. And one of the most spiritual moments that can happen in a man or woman's life in this service is for somebody to say privately, it stops today with this generation. It's not going to be the next generation, because we're stopping it in the name of Christ. Why? Because we're so special? No, but because Christ is, and he has the power. Let me tell you a powerful story that's pretty blunt, but I want you to hear it. Tasha's from Greenville, North Carolina. Growing up in a family where few members have much formal education has made a big impact on my life. Before 2003, there were only two people in my family that had a high school diploma. That's it, too. That includes my grandmother, my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, and cousins. The reason for many of them not receiving a formal education would be that every female had been pregnant at least once between the ages of 14 and 18. Along with my family not being educated, they were also unsupportive of my mother and her children. And this is interesting. This is so sad. She said that she was told constantly, Tasha, you're going to end up pregnant. You'll never get your high school diploma. When she graduated from high school and said, I want to go to the community college, I said, you're not gonna succeed. You won't get it through 2 years. You'll be pregnant. And she constantly had that. And then she said, I'm going to the university. They said, you won't finish the university. You'll be pregnant. Isn't that sad that a family would discourage a young lady over and over and predict failure for her? And you know what the sad part is? She said she used their negativity and their prophecies of failure and their predictions of failure as inspiration to do the right thing. Wow. You talk about a strong person to say, I use their negativity and their predictions and prophecies of failure to keep me and help me to graduate from college. And she did graduate from college, the first person in her family, obviously, to do that. There are generational curses and there are generational blessings. What does it mean? A generational curse is where a man says, you know, I got a problem with the temper, but you've got to understand my dad did too. And you need to further understand that his dad had a problem with it. And I think the family talk that goes around is that his dad had a problem. So therefore, that's the way it is. Accept it. That's sad. Person can come along in the name and in the power of Christ and say, it may have happened in my dad's family, it may have happened in my grandfather's family, it may have happened in my great-grandfather's family, but it stops with this generation because of Jesus Christ being in our life. I really believe that with all my heart. Generational blessing, just the opposite, where Paul says, I know this faith lived in your grandmother and this faith lived in your mother, and now, Timothy, I see it living in you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.